class. Class of class.
Yes, sir, yes.
All right, folks. Welcome back to an episode of Bourbon and
Boxed Wine.
So this is going to be Factory Lounge Gossip episode number 10. What you doing over there, Anderson? What are you drinking or what were you drinking?
I drink a lovely cab. Thank you very much.
What did you say? I drink a lovely cab?
I drank.
Oh, did you say
past
drink?
Past tense, yes.
Thank God. I know you don't teach English.
That's why I teach math and science.
Could you call me a little fucker, too? Like, why are you being a fucker, Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I tell the kids many times, don't tell Mr. Henderson, but I don't care if it's spelled correctly.
I don't care. I don't either. I busted, H13 today. He was off of, on a different website. We're in Solstice. So I was like, why are you on that? I need to know how to spell, blah, 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 Mediterranean. I'm like, I don't care. I only want you on two pages, this one and that one. And then I came back later. By the way, Mediterranean's right there on the map. I said, why? Look at your swords. It's right in front of your face. So.
What are you drinking over there?
Well, thank you for asking, Anderson. I am drinking my to-go-to. Do you know what it is without me saying? Folks, y'all know what
Some
it is.
Some kind of whiskey. Bourbon?
It is a bourbon. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Come on.
It looks like apple juice.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
Pineapple juice for the weekend.
Wood something bourbon.
It is not Woodford Reserve. Nope. This is my to-go-to, folks. I'm drinking...
Jameson.
No, I'm not a big fan of Irish whiskey.
Okay, sorry.
I am drinking my Evan Williams Bottled and Bond. Ah. The white label. The white label. It is so good. So... Folks out there in the world, in Mexico, Canada, France, those listeners from France are gone. They're like,
they went bye-bye.
They're like, you les incompetents, you little fuckers. They were not going to listen to this anymore because you made fun of us. I am still waiting. We are still waiting for more ratings and emails. And don't forget, guys, I did my job, Anderson. I sat down last weekend and I posted and typed out all those questions we asked.
Oh, wow.
So, guys, if y'all want to go out there and answer the questions and we'll read your answers, or if you have questions for us, post them on the Facebook. Or I guess you could do it on Instagram, sort of.
Yeah.
It's not as easy because you got to like have a pic and stuff. Facebook's easier. But anyway. All right. So, how's your week been since we last spoke about, you know, when we recorded?
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to spring break.
Honey, me and you both. Daniel and I are going to Costa Rica, and we are excited. My older brother is going with us, and my oldest niece as like a college graduation, you know, gift.
Very nice.
We're going to be gone for 10 days. Now, they're going to be with us for, like, I think 3, and then Daniel and I, oh, we're so excited. I'll have to post a pic of our, where we're going to be. We got 2 Airbnbs picked out. Oh, and Anderson, I don't know if I told you, but we're going to have a private chef.
Oh, my gosh.
We are, you know, spending a little extra moolah.
Yeah.
I don't care. We're going to have a private, not the whole time.
Yeah.
But for, like, 3 or 4 nights, we're going to have a private chef.
How fun.
Now, something that I enjoy, or we enjoy doing, is Daniel and I love to buy local food. We don't mind cooking, even on vacation.
Oh, right, right.
Like,
yeah.
I love going to different places and buying their produce and then going back and cooking. It's just so much fun.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And you're doing something big this summer, right? You're going to, might be going to, what?
We are going to.
Not Disneyland, maybe, but maybe not.
Yeah, probably.
But Mario World's open.
Probably Orlando. Probably, I don't know why I said Orlando. Probably Universal Hollywood.
Yeah.
But that's just because my husband has a conference there.
Right.
We're flying there to meet him. We'll spend a few days in Anaheim. Then the fun part, we get to take a road trip.
Yeah.
Up north, all the way to Wyoming, Montana, Idaho. Then
I have been to Montana. Have you ever been to Montana?
I haven't been any of those places yet, so I'm excited. We've done from like the mid to all the way East Coast. We've done everything on the East Coast, North. Yeah. I haven't been out West yet, except for Arizona and New Mexico. So I'm excited.
We have been to Sedona, which I know you love.
Yes.
We have been to California, to San Francisco, and we've done the Sequoia National Forest, yes. The Big Redwoods. We went across the Golden Gate Bridge. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
And Montana Glacier National Park.
Oh, it nice.
We have been to Italy. We've been to Switzerland. And I pick, hands down, Montana Glacier National Park over Switzerland. Now, wow. Switzerland was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a different type of environment, weather, but I would love to go to Glacier again and stay a whole week. Mm. Good God, it is beautiful.
Well, we are staying a week. We're road tripping a lot, but we are staying an entire week in, why can't I think of it? Wyoming, you know, the...
The
National Park.
Yellowstone?
Yes, Yellowstone. Jesus, okay. Why can't I think of that?
Now, we drove through Wyoming,
yeah.
Heading to Montana, and it was... I'm like, where are the damn trees? It was very weird. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But we got to pass by the deer, the buffalo. It was pretty... The bison. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we're staying...
I've never been to Yellowstone.
We're staying in between Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons National Park. We're going to both of those. And then we're going to the Rocky Mountains National Park. I got my park pass
nice.
In the mail.
Oh, that's what you meant the
yeah,
other day.
Yeah, we're going to... I love a good road trip.
Now, Yellowstone had... that. They just had like a big flooding. Wasn't that what they just had?
Yes.
And I guess all that's maybe changed or back to normal, I guess.
I think so. Pretty much.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we can't wait. Bring it on, Costa Rica. Of course, you know we love it because that was one of the questions. If you won the lottery, what would you do? Home in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
With a rock grotto. So, all right. So, I'm going to start us off. So, we've got a... So, this is, as I said before, this is a Faculty Lounge Gossip. So, Anderson and I are to go to is either Reddit or go to Google and look up
right.
Teachers in the News because listeners aren't sending in stories. Shame, shame. So mine comes from a website called Fox35Orlando.com. It says, Florida teacher fired over inappropriate lesson. And the teacher was quoted as saying, I didn't do anything wrong. A teacher in Florida is appealing his termination after being fired over what the district calls an, quote, inappropriate assignment about school violence. But the teacher says he was just teaching the students how to stay safe. Now, before I read any further, I definitely agree that it is appropriate to teach kids how to stay safe, and especially from kids that are, stay safe from kids that are in the classroom in our own school. How ironic that we found this, Anderson, because
yeah.
another teacher just gave another teacher some feedback because a kid was threatening, I'm going to kill you. And it's a kid that has problems, but like Anderson says, you can teach a monkey to what? Do tricks? What do you say?
I said you can teach a monkey to behave.
To behave. A baboon.
Or
Jane Goodall did.
Yeah, you're right.
So this kid, like today, literally, today was, I'm going to kill you. And it was because you didn't get a damn fucking cupcake.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? You're going to threaten us? And so that teacher said, it's not going to happen because one of the students started getting worried.
Right.
What if he comes through the door and she said, well, I wouldn't allow that to happen. And I do like the feedback that a teacher gave.
I loved it.
It was great. And I was just sitting there like, ooh, what's she about to say? She said, let me give you some feedback. Don't say that. She said what? Like,
she said,
tell your...
don't tell the kids, oh, I'm going to save you from that other kid that's doing that.
Right.
Tell them to go home and tell their parents.
Yeah.
And...
because
you know,
that's when things
let them
change.
Be afraid. Because,
be
I mean,
afraid.
I know that's terrible. And you always want to tell your kids, I'll protect you.
I'll protect you. And I get it.
But this particular child is not getting any consequences. And
right.
that's the only thing that's going to happen.
That's an episode.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a big episode coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I got to write that down.
Yeah.
And I agree with what she said. And I understand where she came from. Because it's not going to change unless the parents step in. So what did he do? So here we go. A teacher in Florida is appealing. Inappropriate assignment. The teacher says, I'm telling them how to stay safe. So, this is a psychology teacher. Jeffrey Keene spoke with Fox 35 News about a notice he received from the Orange County School District. When they said you had the option to resign without violating your contract, I said I didn't do anything wrong. If I did, tell me what it is. So they said, we can't do that. And the teacher said, well, in that case, since I don't know what I did wrong, you can go ahead and terminate me without cause. I already like this teacher. Wow. Yeah. Sounds like he's standing on principle. Keene said there was going to be an active shooter drill at the school and thought he could tie it into a psychology lesson. Well, I'm going to pause right there, Anderson, because I have always said, obviously, I would be fired for this, but this would be the best lesson. Folks, years ago, I mean, it's horrible that we have to have these lessons about shooters at schools. Years ago, and you probably remember, I said, I'm going to come up here one day about 7 o'clock. That's when the bell rings. That's when the kids are on the playground. I'm going to come up here. Mr. Henderson's going to come up here with a paintball gun. I'm just going to start shooting. And how many kids would have a paintball mark on them? Oh, that means we can never go outside. No, I'm just proving a point that our school, even though we have gates mm-hmm. locked, we have wonderful security. But I guarantee you, if I went up to the central office, Anderson, and tried to do my little paintball activity, one person would probably have a paintball spot on them. And that's the lady in the middle.
It's a fortress.
It's a fortress. And how many of our kids would have paintball spots on them?
Well, we need to worry more about the fuckers inside the gates.
Yes.
Threatening harm.
You got that right. Because, you know, because there are some schools, ooh, I'm not going to teach there. You got to walk through a metal security. Great.
Shoot. Put some up. I don't care.
Lovely. Yeah. And so, let's see. However, part of the lesson included having the students write down their own obituaries. Oh, if they died 24 hours from now, what would they do differently than yesterday? Well, I like that. Maybe not obituary, but yeah, that would be something, you know. Wow, let me put myself in their shoes. What would I have done differently? And that gets them rid of all the fluff and show them that it's important in the world. It wasn't to say, you're going to die, so let me stress you out. I get where he's coming from.
Uh-huh.
We're making this real. So anyway, it says, on Thursday, the teacher told Fox 35 that he plans to appeal his termination. And they got some videos here, you know, that you could go and watch. However, he said a student asked him to talk to a counselor after getting upset. I put a disclaimer on the bottom of the lesson saying that this is no way to upset you. Well, I don't know his students, Anderson, but I do know some of mine. There are some of those crybabies who want to cry, and then they look around the room. Who's seeing me cry, get upset?
Uh-huh.
I need to go talk to a counselor. Well, but if the teacher set it up correctly, understand,
right,
this is not to make you upset. All right. So let me skim a little bit here. So this happened during the first period. During a second period class, a supervisor came in to, quote, observe. I said, who knows what you do in the restroom if there's an active shooter? And no one knew. So I started to explain the process, and she shut me down. Why? We have, we call them lockdown drills, right?
Right.
Here's what you do, kids, during a lockdown drill. And I tell my students all the time, if you're in the bathroom, get to the nearest, because their bathrooms don't lock, obviously, for safety reasons.
Right.
But our bathrooms lock. I tell the kids, if you're in the bathroom, obviously our bathrooms are either near the office, we got bathrooms in the gym. I tell my kids, you need to run to the nearest classroom and, you know, lock yourself in. So far, I'm on this guy's side. He was just trying to teach the students to stay safe. And Keene said, I was stunned. I was talking about the world that we live in, gun safety and active shooters. It says a school district spokesperson released a statement which read, Dr. Phillips High School families were informed that a teacher gave an inappropriate assignment about gun violence. Administration immediately investigated, and the probationary employee has been terminated. The spokesperson said the district wasn't able to talk about the details of the case. Obviously, worried about getting sued. Let me scroll down a little bit. And that's basically, that's the gist of it. I'm sorry, but I'm on the teacher's side here. I don't think the teacher did anything wrong. He set it up. It was high school, right? Didn't it say high school?
I think that's what you said, yeah.
I think it said high school. I don't think the teacher did anything wrong.
No.
Psychology, we have these drills to keep kids safe. This is the world we live in because we don't have appropriate gun laws. That could be a thing all in itself.
Yeah.
It was a psychology lesson. If you died today, what would you have done differently? Or what do you wish you had, you know? It's all about like, dang it, life's too short. I'm going to, you know, live life to its fullest. I like that. I don't think he should have lost his job.
No, that's ridiculous.
Not at all. Because this world is full of a bunch of fucking titty crybabies.
Titty babies.
Titty babies. Bunch titty of crybabies.
Speaking of obituaries, I saw the obituary of an old friend that the Hubs and I went to college with. And it was just so long and just fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how wonderful this man was and blah, blah, blah. And look, this man was wealthy.
Yeah.
And gave everything to his children except for love. He gave them money, monetary things, and never any time. And my friend, my old friend who was his son, threatened to end his life several times because of that, you know, whatever. And I just remember him as being an awful dad.
Yeah.
And this obituary just built him up, and I was reading it like disgusted.
Yeah.
So I told my husband, I said, when I die, don't put any of that bullshit. I said, she was sometimes an asshole. She had two friends and she liked her animals more than most people. Done.
I love it. Which made me laugh when I listened to our last episode. And it's like, what are your pet peeves? And you said, I got a lot of them. I don't know. All right, Anderson. So, are you doing the pancakes?
I'm not because I found that other one that we couldn't get into.
Oh, well, before we get into it, so Anderson, folks, was going to do a story about someone who got in trouble, maybe?
He was making, God forbid, he was making breakfast for his students.
And I've done that before, and that takes a lot of planning and work and money.
Yeah, well, it was the morning of a standardized test.
And they always say, get a good night's sleep, eat a good breakfast. So he was making pancakes for his kids.
And he got in trouble.
And he got in trouble. For making fucking pancakes for kids who probably either A, didn't have breakfast, or B, couldn't afford a breakfast, or didn't get to school early enough to have a free breakfast. So let's get him in trouble. Good God.
Well, you know, that season's coming around, so I'm sure we'll have some stuff to say.
Oh, it's coming up. Oh, all my kids going to have gum and peppermints.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to have donuts that day.
They'll be laying on the floor taking their standardized test. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to put it under the overhead. Do you see the answer? I'm kidding. I would never do that.
Yeah.
What you got?
This actually is an awful teacher in the news story, and I need to like follow this and see what happened to her. So it says a New York teacher and her unborn baby die after collapsing at school. Somebody found her. She spent the afternoon, as any teacher would, in her classroom and started to head home for the day. It was a staff development day for the faculty. She sent a message to her husband saying she was on her way. And then she was found unresponsive within the building.
Was she found that day or was she found?
She was found that day. She was taken to an area hospital. But she was already dead, as was the unborn child.
Ooh.
I know. And it doesn't say. She was a special education teacher. Very passionate about it. And, yeah, it so doesn't in this say. So
it doesn't go into specifics of what she had or pre-diagnosed with or anything?
No. It says, it just says they have no idea. What happened yet? There's no foul play is not suspected. They don't know what happened. Hopefully it wasn't like her own fault.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
But And it doesn't say how far along she was either, does it?
The baby was due next month. Yeah.
Next month. And, oh, I listened to the Office Ladies, Anderson.
Yeah.
Not sponsored. But they're a great podcast episode. Those of you that are fans of The Office. So, Jenna, she was talking about when she was acting on The Office and she was pregnant and couldn't get, like, a paid leave. And then they brought up how they wouldn't work around and she couldn't go for paid leave. But then someone else on The Office, another actor, cast member, got a job in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they worked around his schedule. And so he could go film in this movie, but not mess with pay or anything like that. But it's like, wait, I'm pregnant, but I can't get like paid leave. But they got this other acting gig, so we're going to work around that. So it's right. Ooh, that ain't right. Yeah. So first off, my first thought was, well, she shouldn't have even been working. Of course, that could have been. I've never been pregnant. It's been on my back to have a baby. Maybe one of these days he'll get it right. Try it from the front. I can't steal credit for that.
Oh,
that
Jesus. Is a Golden Girls.
No.
No?
But good. Good. My other favorite show besides Golden Girls.
Mama's Family.
I love that one too. That was from Roseanne.
Oh, shoot.
It was Roseanne's friend. She said, Arnie's been on my back to have a baby. And then Roseanne went, well, maybe one of these days he'll get it right. not Jackie. Man, who's the one that played? What's her name? Crazy lady. Big old butt. Anyway. But I wonder why that teacher was still there. Did she try to get paid leave? Woo. That could be another big episode topic.
That is a nightmare. Imagine like having a heart attack.
8 months pregnant and all of a sudden you're still working and then you like you're dead at school at your job.
Well, it's a good thing the kids weren't there. Ooh. Jeez.
It's like heart attack. Did she fall? Was there like foul play? Nothing?
I didn't say. They had
pay $2 and read the rest of the article.
No, that was the whole article.
I know, I'm just picking.
They're still investigating, so I'm going to keep up with it and see.
Did you mention the website? What website it was?
Oh, shit. I deleted it.
Oh, that's all right.
But I did find another one.
Another story?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we'll save that for next time. I'm tired. I'm a little beclimped. I don't want to keep going. Oh, so, but I do want another website. Look it up, Anderson.
Son of a bitch.
So while Anderson's going to press the bookmark page and look back on the history when she figures out how to use her phone, I'm just going to say, folks, y'all just make sure to like and subscribe. Give us some stars. Give us some thumbs up. Give us some feedback. Send us an email. Get you some merch. Answer the questions on Bourbon and Box Wine, A Day in the Life of a Teacher on Facebook. Did you find it yet,
I
Anderson?
Did.
What website?
It's the Democrat and Chronicle.
The Democrat and Chronicle.
I don't know what it is. Don't judge me. I don't know what kind of website that is. It just popped up.
That's what I wanted to tell my roommate when I was at college. It just popped up. I wasn't getting off on Golden Girls. You remember?
I do remember.
It just popped up.
Sick.
These little things say howdy doody. So remember, folks, to just breathe.
Work hard.
And love what you do.